GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
1, 2, 3 in our studios and one on the PDQ or telephone line. Okay, we're in compliance with all social distancing recommendations from Maine CDC as GHRT George on vacation in Florida. Guest co-host Miles Thieman, thanks again for getting up and coming in this morning, Miles.
Good morning, Rick.
To your left is our friend Judy Long from Emira, Maine. Judy, thanks for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning. I'm keeping my distance.
Shot half a can of Lysol in your headphones, your seat, and your microphone this morning.
You'd spent a lot of money on me today, Rick.
And who did you bring on line 3 to talk with us on GHRT?
So on line 3, we've got public advocate Barry Hobbins here to talk.
Barry, welcome back to the program. Miles is in
welcome
for G.
Back.
How are you?
I understand Miles is taking the seat for George, and I'm glad to be here, and I thank you for calling me. This is such a unique period of time in national history, world history, and Maine history. And I want to tell you, I am very pleased and very I'm very impressed with the outreach that Emira, Maine has made during this whole period of time. And in fairness, Central Maine Power Company also has reached out and asked for assistance. And this is a team effort. This is not, you know, we've had our differences with the utilities, the Office of the Public Advocate, but this is a time for everyone to get together and work as a team, because this is the potential impacts of the COVID-19 on Maine citizens is significant. Mm-hmm. And I really think that the utilities have really, they were the leaders, and now the Public Utilities Commission is now on board, as well as Maine Water Company is on board with the moratorium and with disconnect policies and procedures. And
okay.
Judy, I've spoken to Judy a lot over the last 4 or 5 days, and I really appreciate the teamwork and the leadership of Emira, Maine. They really have stepped to the plate and gone beyond the call of duty.
Judy, what is Emira, Maine doing for its customers?
So we certainly understand that the steps that have been taken, the important steps taken to deter the spread of the virus, they may make it difficult for our customers. They may make it difficult because they face a loss of income, or they may not be going into work. So what we're doing is we're working with our customers by putting in place some procedures for them and setting up the processes for them to be able to reach out to us so that if they're seeing a loss of income, that we can work with them on their power bill.
Mm-hmm. Barry,
I think it's important also that the Emira, Maine has also taken good steps in working hard to keep their employees safe and healthy during this period of time. And I think that's a real tribute to their work environment. And I think that they should be commended for it.
Judy, let us ask you, what is Emira, Maine doing to make sure that its employees are healthy?
So we know that we provide an essential service. So we're working to keep our employees safe and healthy so that we can continue to deliver power for our customers during this period of time. And in addition to that, we've taken some steps. The PUC issued a ruling, and we're certainly supportive of it. We're halting disconnection of service to residential and business customers for non-payment at this time. Again, understanding that people may be seeing a loss of income. Small businesses can be really affected by the steps we've taken to stop the spread of the virus. We're also suspending late fees on overdue accounts. And again, we're just really ready to work with our customers to set up payment plans so they can keep their electricity bill manageable during this period of time.
Barry, I think both Miles and I want to know, how long is this temporary suspension of disconnect and even not sending disconnection notices?
Well, again, the winter rules were to not allow any disconnects until April 15th. Now, this ruling by the Public Utilities Commission extends that out at least until May 15th. But I would say that Emira has really been I think they were the first ones to go the 60 days, which is, I think, very good. And I look forward to the ongoing activities by Emira and by the other utilities, because it's important that we all work together. And I can tell you that things are different. The way we live and the lifestyles that we have, are not going to recover from this for a long period of time. And so I believe that the halting the disconnection of service to residential and business customers for non-payment is an excellent prudent idea. and also suspending late fees on overdue accounts. And it demonstrates, I think, that the utilities in Maine are concerned about the ratepayers. And for me, the ratepayers come first. And when I see the utilities having leadership, I'm very impressed.
Judy, to that point, how do customers with concern about their service contact Emera?
So the best thing to do is to call us at 973-2000. And we have excellent customer service representatives in Presque Isle and Bangor, happy to work with their neighbors to try to set up a payment plan for them so that they can afford their power bill. They don't face disconnection. We're very supportive of the effort to delay disconnection, and we'll be monitoring the situation to make sure that we're responsive. But we want to make sure that people also don't face a large power bill down the road. So we have a great team that can set up payment plans with businesses and residential customers. We'd encourage them to give us a call. And if you have in the past perhaps made your payment in person, we would like to point out that you have lots of options to make a payment without leaving your home. We know a lot of people are in quarantine. We have AmeraMaine.com where customers can make a payment, and also by calling our telephone line.
So, 973-2000.
Absolutely.
973-2000. Barry Hobbins, the public advocate here at the invitation of Judy Long of AmeraMaine, Miles in for G on GHRT. Barry, to you, if I am a regularly paying customer of any utility in Maine, in this case, Emera, as I live in the burn, as we say, Glen Burn, I should not take this as an excuse not to send in my payment as I normally would.
No, that's not the responsible thing to do. I think that obviously this was set up to essentially as a safety net. It's not set up to give a pass on not paying their bill for a month. Obviously, if they're having economic difficult times because of this, and that could happen. The utilities and the Public Utilities Commission have made it such that they will, in fact, work with you, work with the ratepayers, and I think that that's good. And the Office of the Public Advocate, same idea. If there's any questions, we have a good working relationship with the Mayor of Maine, and we also with the other utilities in Maine. And this relates to gas customers and water customers and electric customers. And so it's just not the electricity issue. It's all of the utilities that are regulated by the Public Utilities Commission.
Judy, it's been a reasonably mild winter. I think, can we assume that 100% of your customers are getting the service they expect at this point?
Well, what I can tell you is that we're still doing work in the field to maintain the electrical system at this time. And we're working with our contractors, our service providers, we're working with our employees to make sure everyone's following the recommendations of health officials. We're setting some protocols and, of course, directing our employees to stay home if they're sick. Again, we realize we provide an essential service. A lot of people rely on their electricity, and we're doing everything we can to stay on top of the situation for our customers and our employees.
Barry, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you while you were on the phone with us at Judy's invitation. Is there anything else on you as the Maine public advocate on your radar associated with COVID-19 and whatever might be happening?
Well, again, we have to monitor it very carefully, and there will be other issues that will arise. I mean, right now, the Public Utilities Commission, which we represent the ratepayers in their proceedings, have cut back their schedule. We don't know how far back it will be cut, but I know that many hearings that have been scheduled, live hearings, are now going to be done by telephonic means, and I think that's going to obviously slow the process down. We have many, many outstanding issues, and we hope that this will not slow it down too badly. I will say that everyone's working hard to accommodate the ratepayers and accommodate the customers and the Public Utilities Commission and the Office of the Public Advocate. So this is something that we all have to pitch in and do our part.
I don't know how Irish Hobbins is, but I'm curious, with the curfews going on in Portland and Bangor and maybe in your own world, how are you celebrating St. Patrick's today, Barry?
Well, I give up drinking for Lent, so there's no alcohol involved, and I've done that for 26 years. But besides that, I usually have a regular corned beef and cabbage dinner. I think I'm going to have to. I'm here, and I'm not going to cook my own, so I think I'm going to end up staying up in Augusta. I think I'm going to go to the local restaurants and celebrate. And I will think of you. I'll think of George and think of all of the Irish. And Judy, I don't know if you're Irish, Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's a national holiday in my house.
Judy, how are you planning to celebrate?
Of course, I'm married to an Irish boy.
Oh,
and I was up at 5:15 this morning peeling potatoes and getting the corned beef in the slow cooker. There will be no halting St. Patrick's Day meals in the Long household today. I know the listeners can't see too. I'm also in my green dress. I got the Triskelly earrings. I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day, even if it is cut back.
I have my green on too, and I'm proud to wear it.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.